And now we have another story of normal life in America. It's Friday morning, which means it's time for StoryCorps. Loved ones are recording conversations with each other, loved ones like the father and daughter we will hear from today. Lito Lucieto is 80 years old and part of a family that traces its line and its profession back to Italy. The Lucietos have been mechanical engineers for generations. Lito ran a metal stamping shop in this country for decades, and he spoke with his daughter Anne about how the family's talents have been passed on.
My father's name is Luigi. We used to call him Louis or Louis.
And when I was a little kid, he came and hung out with you guys at the shop, and I was there some of the time, wasn't I?
You were there many, many times. You go and say, "Hey, Nono, that means Grandpa, what is that? What are you doing? And how would they make it?" That was great.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So tell me when you first thought that I should be an engineer.
Well, I have to say it was right around that you were probably 5 years old. You started to ask me many, many questions. First, it was, can a girl be an engineer? And I said, there's no question why they should not be. And we'd go to the zoo, and the zoo was not quite the thing for you. You want to go to Science and Industry Museum. And we had to drive a good hour in order to get to it, but we went there as many times as we could. And you were interested in taking stuff apart.
So what did I take apart?
Oh, little toys and little things. It was very elementary. And then one day you started to look at a clock, and you wanted to take it apart. Sometimes you'd take something apart, and I'd sit there and wonder, what in the world did you do here? And then I'd talk to you and say, well, I took it apart. Daddy fix. You remember that phrase?
Yeah, but did you ever watch when you fixed it what I was doing?
Well, you were watching every
move. I was watching real careful so I could put it together myself next time. Did you ever notice that I always followed you around the shop watching?
I thought there was a magnet hooked up to me and you. You followed my footsteps, and I thought it was great.
Did you ever realize that I copied you in just about everything you did?
Everything.
And do you realize I walk like you, too?
Yeah, I know. I really, it's a laughing thing because when I remember back, those are memories. I really like every one of them. It was fun.
So when you laugh, what are you thinking of?
When I laugh, what I think is the results. You became an engineer. And you know how many people said to me, what do you want to send her to college for? She's only a girl. They're only good for making babies. But I always told them, that's my money and I'm going to worry about it.
That's right.
So
you don't worry about me anymore, huh?
No, I do worry about you. You're my buddy.
Lito Lucieto and his daughter Anne at StoryCorps in Baltimore, Maryland. The StoryCorps book, Listening is an Act of Love, is now out in paperback. And you can listen to more of these conversations at npr.org.